The Toast Match Interview.
Fifth quarter here in the K-Rock Hub as we've seen Geelong suffer an 83-point loss. It's their biggest loss in 7 years as Melbourne were rampant running into a grand final where they'll play Port Adelaide or the Western Bulldogs. We are lucky enough to be going into the Geelong rooms. Mitch Duncan has been good enough to join us. Mitch, Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Mark Neal and Pete Ryan speaking to you from the K-Rock Hub. Commiserations firstly. Has there been any little post-mortem yet among the playing group and with the coaching staff, and if there has been, what was discussed?
G'day, lads. Yeah, a little bit. Obviously, a very disappointing performance tonight, but credit to Melbourne. They were too good and made us look a bit silly. So, yeah, obviously, we're just super proud of each other. And I suppose what we've had to deal with, especially over the last 18 months, as well as everyone in the whole of Australia. And, you know, we continue to front up and put our bodies on the line. And, yeah, unfortunately, we didn't come out with the chocolates tonight, but still super proud of the group and the footy club in general. A lot of people put into hard yards, a lot of people leaving families, etc. So we as a playing group feel like we probably let them down tonight.
You were just beaten up around the footy and their spread from the contest you just couldn't go with. Did you get that sense early in the game that they just had a little bit too much toe for you?
I don't necessarily think it was like just speed. Obviously, there's a lot of method involved to how they were doing. We couldn't stop that. We couldn't get our hands on the footy. Petrarca leaking forward was obviously hurting us. Just numbering off and getting better balance around the contest really hurt us, especially with them going forward. And their forwards are dangerous tonight. I don't think they rarely kick long. They lowered their eyes. So, they were very good tonight.
Mitch, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, difficult night for the club. And what's your sort of overriding emotion now, soon after the final siren?
As I said, so disappointed. We put our, this is our livelihood. We train hard, we work hard, throughout the whole year for these games. And when you piss up personally bad performances and collectively as a group, we weren't great. It does hurt. But, look, we truck up again next year and put our balls on the line again and go again. Been lucky and privileged to be at a club where, no matter what's said in the media, we rock up and we get here. And, it doesn't happen just by choice or by words. A lot of action's involved, and that's what we need to do again next year.
Just the game tonight, obviously the final margin, blew out in the end there, but you kicked the final two goals of the second term. It gave you some sort of momentum going into the half, and, you were going to need to start the third quarter well to get back into it, but... what was the sort of thought pattern at half-time? Were you thinking, we're actually still in this. It just hasn't... Everything that went wrong probably could have, and we're still only 29 points down?
Yeah, we had great belief that, we could slowly chip away and get the game back on our terms. We just couldn't do it. Melbourne were too good. What was it? 30 points at half-time, two goals a quarter. We had ability to score really fast throughout the year. But as I said, Melbourne were too good. We couldn't get it on our terms, and they defended the ground quite well. Well, really well, to be honest.
Speaking with Geelong midfielder Mitch Duncan, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Mitch. No questions from me, mate. Well done on the year. Unlucky tonight. Mate, get a beer, drink responsibly, and get around your teammates. Here's Pete.
Thanks, Neildy.
Mitch, bad luck tonight. You've obviously been in this position, unfortunately, a few times where you just haven't got your ultimate reward that you've been chasing. How do you kind of get through the next few weeks? You're good at keeping perspective, but how do you kind of respond to this loss yourself?
Individually, I had a funny old year, obviously being injured and except things like that. So for me, it's just getting my body back in, really good shape to attack another pre-season and putting in a full year. Obviously, circumstances do happen and you get injured. It's part of the game. But so that's me first and foremost. Yeah, I feel like I do have quite good perspective. I've got a young family that I love very much and work extremely hard for. So you know, it is quite easy to put back in perspective. You know, they don't define me by my job and what the media says. So, yeah, I'm lucky to have them. But, yeah, it will hurt. And, you know, that takes no excuse away from not working hard and driving the group to get better. And that's what, you know, that's my role, being part of the leadership group and a leader at this footy club. I want this club to succeed. And, you know, it's obviously been family to me. And, yeah, the losses hurt no matter when they are, but these ones obviously hurt the most.
Can you give us an insight into how difficult it's been? You touched on it, 18 months where you've actually been all around the country. You've had, you know, COVID restrictions. You've had to be the last few weeks not knowing how far you are, you know, how long you are away. And what's been the thing that's kept you going and kept fronting up?
I suppose we do it for our fans, don't we? You know, they're such a big part of our group and our club. It's been, you know, obviously I had a great history at a footy club, but, you know, we let them down tonight. But, you know, we do it every week for them and we try and do our best. We work hard. We work extremely hard. We try and get better every session for our fans. So, and the people that work at the footy club. And that's the kind of, it's addictive. To keep working and trying to keep getting better, and that's the thing that you got to have. You got to have that drive to get better. Whether it's only small bits, you only have to improve 1%. And if everyone does that, then you know it can go a long way. So at the same time, yeah, it's having perspective and making sure that you don't get down too much in the dumps. But yeah, we've still got plenty of work to do.
Mitch, if there's a silver lining, you would love 15 more days in WA, and that would have meant you're preparing for a grand final. But I suspect with Demi and the family at home, you're keen to get home. I suspect you'll be on the first available plane out and back to Geelong.
Yeah, I think we're due to leave on Sunday. So, yeah, we'll have a day here tomorrow to knock over what we need to do. And then, yeah, we'll be back home and, yeah, seeing the fam, which will be great.
Mitch, really appreciate your time post-game tonight. Unfortunately, your season didn't go as planned with injury, but it was great to see you get back from that knee injury and get to play some finals, and unfortunately just didn't get to where we wanted it to be. Appreciate you and your teammates being available to us throughout 2021, and we can't wait to suit up and do it all again in March 2022 and ride the Geelong wave one more time.
Let's do it. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Mitch. Mitch Duncan joining us there down in the Geelong rooms. And unfortunately, the Cats bowing out of the premiership race in season 2021, an 83-point loss to the Demons. 19-11-125 to 6-6-42. The post-match interview.